Weiter in Shaspir and Chulin Deflam and Ches, picking up on the Mazayim Beis Barabam on the page, second to last line. Continue on discussing the Pirkus of the animals' movement. Says the Gemara, Ashkech Shmuel, the Talmidei, the Rav. Shmuel found the Talmidim of Rav. Amalu said to them, Mayim Rav Mesukenes. What does he say about the din of a Mesukenes? In other words, what type of movement does there have to be or something like that? So Amalu said to him, Hachi Amar Rav. This is what Rav said. Beep, turn the page. Amalu Chesam Rav. Goa Ve'etila Rei Uke U. If the animal, Rashi points out, doesn't have to be all of these, it's one or the other. Oze, oze. If the animal starts to moo, or it uses the bathroom, or it wiggles its ears, Harizei Pirkus, that is considered like Pirkusim to show that it had life in it. Amar Lui says to him, Itzricha leila Abba lazuzehune. Is it necessary that Abba, meaning Rav, it's a Kavodika term, that the animal move its ears? Does it have to show this? It's like a higher level of showing that it's alive over there. Sha'ani Omer, because I say, meaning Shmuel, kol she'enu devarim she'himesa osa, I say that any movement that's not of the things that a dead animal does is enough to matter it. Even not to such a high level of it moving its ears. But something that the animal wouldn't normally do while it's dying, then it shows that it was alive. So what's considered things that a dead animal does that wouldn't count to show it had life? Explained to me personally by Shmuel the following. If the animal's leg was bent and then it extended it afterwards. Davar shamiso, that's something which is done. Pshuto kufa, but let's say it was extended and then it bent it. Davar shamiso, so that's not what a dead animal would go and behave, right? The normal reflex is that it could say extend it, but not to bend it if it's already extended. Therefore, that's showing that clearly it was alive. Then it's, the shchitas was not on a dead animal. My Kamash Malan, what's he coming to teach us? Tanina, we already know this in the Mishnah. Behemoth Daka, Shapashti Yada, a small animal extends its foreleg. Veloch Sera doesn't bring it back. Psula is going to be possible. Shana Elo Tsos Nefesh, that's what happens when they die. Hach Zirik Sera, that's implying that if it were to be Machser, if it brings it back, then it's going to be Kosher. So we know this already. Imas Nisa, no, if we learn from the Mishnah, Havamina Dafka, the Kaifila Pashta Vahadar Kaifila. I may have thought that bending the foreleg is only where it was initially bent, and then the animal extended, and then it bent again. Aval pshuta ukifafata lo. But if the foreleg was extended, and then it bent it, that wouldn't show that it's still alive. Kamashalan, no, that itself is enough. Meisvei, frekta gemara. Biosi omer, hayuvi meir omer, goa bishas shchita, ein ze pirkus. If it starts like moo during the time of shchita, it's not considered pirkus. Enough to matter it, even though we just said before it is. So Yosi Omer Mishmo, I feel a tila rei, even the animal just let go of, it went to the bathroom, just let it go. The kishkisha bezovno, or wagged its tail, ain ze pirkus, this is not considered like a pirkus. Kasha goa goa, kasha rea rei. So therefore, we have a kasha on mooing and mooing. A Rav, what he said and what this price is saying, and on this idea, the waste that comes out and the waste that we said now, like what's going on? Go, Lakasha. It's not a Kasha mooing and mooing. What's going to be the difference? Had the boy Kala, because Rav's din is talking about where its voice was thick and strong, and therefore it's considered like it was still alive. Right? Rashi's Hadama Rav Lael. Go have Pirkus. That's the Abi Kala. Shakula Ava. The chazaka, the vadai, asi mikoch chius. It comes from being alive. Ha da amikala, and the other one's talking about where it's very weak. Rash is kea, it's very weak. Rei, nami lokasha. Also lokasha, using the bathroom, because kambisho says this. This price is dealing in the case where it rips straight down. That's not showing that it's really alive. Rash is besamach. And kam b'matrezes, and this is talking about where the other one. Rav said it's going to be shown alive. It's like it shoots out like a disc, like a super soaker. Rash is a merchak. The chios uzen. That's considered the chios. Amar of chista pirkus. I'm with this pirkus that we're talking about. The besof shchita. It's talking about what happened at the end of shchita. My besof shchita. What does that mean? Beemsa shchita. It means like during the shchita itself. So why is it called the end? The afuke tchila shchita delo. It's coming to exclude the beginning of shchita. It's not considered you know, sufficient evidence it was alive. I'm Rav Chista, you know, I mean, how do we know this? The time of the Mishnah, behim adaka shapash to yada v'lo echsira. If a small animal extended its leg but did not bring it back, so it's possible. Amos, when did that happen? Elim was so shechita. When it happened at the end of shechita, at the very end, after it's done, kol hechi techi v'sezil. Must the animal live this long, go on, continue living, even after it's cut its throat? Of course not. So once the shechita has been done, setting out its leg should be, you know, should be okay to matter it. Now, they must be talking about that this happened in the middle of the Shkita itself, and that's why it's going to be no good. Amar Le Rav, Rav says, Le'olam is so Shkita. No, really, this jerking that he's talking about is happening at the end of Shkita. So why then does just sending out the foreleg not enough? Sha'ani Omer, I say, Kol She'ena Osekein, V'sof Shkita, any animal that extends its foreleg but does not do this, doesn't bring it back at the end of the Shechita, it's clear that the soul left it before the Shechita actually finished. And according to Rava, right, this spreading out the foreleg is not a movement that comes with death, but a sign that the death already happened. And that's why, for that reason, the Mishnah is going to say, even at the end of the Shechita, it's not enough for a small animal to just extend its leg. It has to also bring it back to show it's still alive at that moment. To Rav Nachum or Yitzchak Amar, okay, give another answer. He says, Pirkos Sham B'tchila Shechita. He's actually having B'tchila Shechita. That is, his jerking is means at the very beginning of the Shechita. Amar Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Mina Amina. Where do I know this from? The time when it's in the Mishnah, Amar Rav Shimon, Hashukh B'layla, if someone shecht an animal, because it was, you know, that was Sukenes at nighttime, and he's not able to see if it shook. Well, the Macha Matzuk Salam Alim Daim, and then he finds that the walls are full of blood, meaning the walls of its neck are full of daim. Kasher, it's going to be kosher. But let's say Shezinka, right, I'm sorry, Shezinka is an animal shot the blood out. That's good. Ukamidas Rabbi Eliezer, this goes going to Rabbi Eliezer, again, this idea of the blood shooting out is considered that it's good. It was alive. Farmer Shmuel said that kosli b'shchita shanino. The Mishnah is speaking here of the walls of the throat, next to the place of the actual cut. Yemar bishlam b'tchila shchita shaprin. Now, if you want to say that this shaking, this jerking, is good enough even when it happens at the beginning of the shchita, so if Shimon's din now is good, because in that case, it doesn't matter when the shechita of the animal shot at the blood, it's enough to consider it like it's mefacheses. Eliyomar to bisov shechita, if you want to say that it has to happen at the end, I want to make a kasha, lichish doma betchil shechita zinka. Let's be worried that perhaps this animal splat out the blood only at the beginning of the shechita, which is not enough. Since Rav Shimon is not concerned about this possibility, we have to say that the mefacheses is okay, even if it takes place at the beginning of the shechita itself. Says the Gemara, right, this is all dependent on the fact that we're assuming that the shooting out is equivalent to other types of life. So the Gemara says, V'dolma shiny zinuk da'adif. Maybe the shooting out of the dam is different, that it's better than the other ones. It shows a greater level of life than the animal doing mefarcheses. And therefore, it's going to work, even if it happens at the beginning of the Beis HaShechita. Omi adif. But is it true that shooting out is a greater sign of being having life? But we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Daya Im Zinka. It's enough for that it's shot out blood, which is showing the Eliezer's standard is less demanding. So like it's enough if even that happens. Says Rashi, Mitzvotani Daya Mechal Dekil. That's even lower level. Says Gemara, Kal Midrabanan Midrabban Gamliel Va'adav Midrabanan. No. This idea of the blood shooting out is less of an indicator than the one needed by Ibrahim Gamliel, says that the animal has to move both its foreleg and its hind legs. But it's more than that of the Chachamim, who require only that the animal retract its foreleg. Amar Ravina Amar Li Sama Bar Chilkai Akshi Ba Avua De Bar Avrum, the father of Bar Abuvram, brought a question against this idea over here. Sometimes it was a brother Barvurim who asked this question. Is this idea over here of shooting out the blood that comes out? Is it more of an indicator than that of the rabbanon of the leg coming back? Vahatam once in a mission chamor matcha to farkes obiado beregel rabbanon ahe kaimu. Now the rabbis, to whom are they responding? Which one are they? To which tana are they saying their statement? Elim and rabbanon gamliel. If you want to say to him gamliel, said the animal is not going to be kosher until it does its foreleg and its back leg. So kavan de shapir kasami bayle. Then they should have said, with once it jerks, either its foreleg or its hind leg, then it's going to be kosher. Right? But they didn't say it like that. That must be that they're saying back to Rabbi Eliezer, who said that spouting of the blood is enough. But if that's superior to moving a leg to show it's alive, then why does the rabbi use the terms ad? It means like unless, which is showing that it's more chamor. See, from here, Rabbi Eliezer's standard of spouting is actually the most lenient of the three that's brought down in the Mishnah. Rava gives a third opinion. Rava Amar, Pirkus Sha'amu B'Sof Shchita. This thing that happened has to happen at the end of Shchita, has to continue until after Shchita has been completed in order for it to be effective. Amar Rava, Minamina, Loder, and Nesam, the Tanya, Mantan, and Abraisa. Sure. The pasuk says, "Shor kevaso eizki yevalid v'hayis shivas yamim tachas imo miyom hashmini v'hala yiratzel karbon yishal Hashem." Right, so now we break it down. Sure, when it says word shor, beep, turn the page. Lameches amud bayis o keves or a sheep prat l'kilayim. This is excluding if it's a mix, which cannot be brought as a carbon. That is, if you take a goat and a sheep and you bring them together, breed them together. The Bryce's interpretation of this pasuk is learned from the extra word O over here. Prat le kilayim. O, eis, or a goat, prat le nidme. This excludes something that's, even though it's born through goats, it looks like a sheep. That's the problem. It says, eis yeldam mitayesh kemoso b'na doma le rachel. Ki yevalid, when it says when it's born, prat le yotzidofen, excluding if it was a C-section, Shiva Siam, 7 days, Pratam Chosizman, it's excluding animal, it's lacking this time, and that was not completed 7 days of its life, you can't bring it as a carbon. It's got to be at least 7 days old. Tachasimo, under its mother, Prat Yosam, is excluding an orphan. An animal whose mother died, so the Retis Numer has to be Tachasimo, under its mother. It's got to be at the same time, at least one moment in order for it to be brought as a carbon. Hayasam, this orphaned animal that's excluding from being brought as a carbon. Hechidam, what's the case? Ilei midi lidete imivahadar mesa. You want to say that they gave birth to it and then it died. Leolim teche v'tezil. Must the mother go on living forever, you know, for it to be brought? Ela de mesa v'hadar lidete. It must be the second case where the mother died. And then, right after it died, they gave birth to C-section. Can't be. Mi kiyavalid nafka. Because this is learned out from when it says when it was born, which the Braisa brought earlier, excluding the animal born by C-section. Halapshita, it's obviously the Braisa has to be talking about at the time of birth. Ze pirish lamisa v'ze pirish l'chaim. The mother starts to die and this one comes to life. So it was born naturally, but never was around at the same time of its mother. Okay, so now we know that this orphan that we're talking about, if you have the Bryce, is an animal. The mother died as it gave birth. Rav is now going to bring up proof over here that it's talking about it died at the very end of the birth, that the Bryce needs the mother to live past the end of the birth. If you want to say that it makes sense, we're talking about a kid's thing to be at the end. Everything's going to be good. This is why you need another pasuk to be mamait. An orphan over here, because the pasuk ki yivaleid, when it was born, isn't enough to exclude an orphan born at the exact moment that its mother died, since it excludes only a birth which the mother died a moment before the completion of the birth. Therefore, it's necessary for the Torah to say tachas imo to disqualify the case of the orphan. Ela iamart lo bein chiyusa b'sof leidei, it doesn't have to be alive at the end of it, right? Birth passes then on. Lovely, then why is there any need for a pasuk to exclude an orphan whose mother died during birth? You wouldn't even need such a thing. Because if you want to say that the pasuk tachas imo only requires the mother to live until the end of the birth process, not beyond, then the case of the quote-unquote orphan that is excluded by this pasuk is an animal whose mother died before the end of the birth. So lamali, miki yivalid nafka. We could learn that this thing from the pasuk when it says ki yivalid, which is excluding animals born through C-section. Since the Torah does have a separate pasuk to exclude the orphan, so we must come out. Kum tochus tenaran, kum tochus, that voice does, that the Torah requires that the mother remain alive until a moment after the birth, from the, you know, completing the birth. So we see from this that whenever, wherever there's a chi of, you know, of life, then it has to be there at the very end of the thing, and for a moment after. And this is a case of shechita also. There's got to be a sign of life after the completion of the shechita of the dying animal. Okay, back to Pirkus. Amar Rav Hilchasa Kiha Masnisa. The law goes according to this brisa behem daka when you're dealing with a behem daka, a sheep, a goat, she pushed the other, extended its leg. For the little syrup, didn't bring it back. For still, it's no good. B'med devar memurim b'yad. When it's stuck with the foreleg, avah b'regel. When it's stuck with the back leg, the hind leg, bein pashta bein lo kfafa, bein kfafa lo pashta. Sure, either way, it's going to be kosher. B'med devar memurim b'daka with a small animal, sheep or a goat. Meh. Avah b'gas. When you deal with the big animals, like an ox, a cow, bein b'yad, bein b'regel. And whether it moved this yad or regel, bein pashta v'lo kfafa, bein kfafa v'lo pashta, shera, it's going to be kasher. This we saw Rashi in the Mishnah says, because it's not normal for a bigger animal to extend its foreleg as it dies, and therefore that's considered like it was alive. V'of, when it comes to a bird, afilo lo rifreif elagapo, even if it only fluttered its wing. That's much less of a thing than wagging the tail. V'lo kishkesh elizvan azanavo, or wagged only its tail. talking about birds over here. Harizah Pirkus, this is considered. Rafi says, right, Rifruf Pitsir Mikishkush, Batsir Mikishkush. Then what happens? Harizah Pirkus is called Pirkus. My Kamash Malan, what are you coming to tell us that we wouldn't have known? Kulataninu, all of these laws were said in the Bryce, all, you know, that we said here, what is in the Mishnah? It says, Behemoth Daka, supposed to Yad of Lachsira. Psula, if you have this vim that stuck out, it's a four leg, but it didn't pull it back, it's going to be puzzle. Shena elo, it says nefesh. This is just like a, you know, spasm of life dying over here. Yod in, right? So we would learn that in this case, the yod, the four leg, without pulling back, is not going to be considered alive. Regalo, but in case of the regal, that's not the case. Even extending alone is going to be enough. And daka in, we also learn that the daka, yes, the extension without pulling back is not an indication of being alive, and gas low, but in the case of a large animal, this wouldn't be the case. Even extending the foreleg would be enough. So why was it necessary for Rava to tell us that a lacha follows the brisa? Oh, fishuchale, we need for to teach about the dinim of an oath, the lotanam, because that is not learned out from the Mishnah. All right, move on to the next Halakha Mishnah. We know that there's a concept that if you have an animal that's shechted for Avodah Zarah, either by a Jew or by a guy, then what's the din? It becomes Asa B'Hanah. We want to know, we're going to look at the Mishnah now, what happens if the animal is shechted by a Jew, but it's owned by a guy, by Avodah Zarah, Nick? Does it fall into that category? Ashochit lo'avikochavim. If you have a yid going and shechting the animal of a guy, shechita sukshir, the shechita is a good kshira. Rabbi Eliezer says it's going to be a problem. Rashi says the kibbutz of behem adovik achavim me avakev the Yisrael koshachit mahanya be machshav asovik achavim the stam machshavto leavodas kochavim. So it says even though the Jew's going and doing it, still it's going to help the guy's thoughts because the stam machshava is for avodah zarah. Now Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer said not only that but afilu shachta lechalovik achavim even if the yid shachta the animal only that he should be able to eat it. Even you see that eat it. It still is going to be a problem. Mechatzar kavid shalaf from its diaphragm. I feel shechta lechalovik achavim mechatzar kavid shalaf. Even if it only had to eat from its diaphragm, still it's going to be psula. It's going to be no good. Shestam machshav zogu chavim lovas gachavim. Their machshav is for avodah zarah. Amar Ravi Yosi, he does not agree. Kal v'chomer devarim. We can make a kal v'chomer over here. I says the lo ma'anya ba machshavas ba'ilim. The machshav of the ba'ilim doesn't help. Hovi Yisrael shachadah, since a Jew is actually shachting. Yomah b'makom she'a machshav ha'poselis memugdashin. In the case where the wrong intent is going to passel, like in the case of Hekdesh. Ein kol holich ela acher ha'oved. Everything depends on the over, the one doing it, and not on the bialim, and not on the owner. Makom shein machshav pasal b'chul, and in a place where intent is not possible. And what would that be talking about? That's a case of chulin. Then ein odin shloya kol holich ela acher shochet. Then it should be pashat that everything depends solely on the intent of the shochet, and not on the intent of the owner. So he's telling us straight up over here that the wrong intention on the part of the owner doesn't impact the shechita. In our case, therefore, Rabbi Yossi would say that even if the Avodah Zarah would expressly say that he's dedicating his animal to the shechita of Avodah Zarah, the shechita would still be good. Says the Gemara. Hani Tanoi, these first two Tanoim, the Tanakam Rabbi Eliezer, Isluhud Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, they agree with Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, the Tanakam Tanakam Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, Shamati, Shahayu Oimrim, Shamati, I heard from my teachers, Shabailim Faglin, that the owners of a carbon can make it piggle through their own thought process. Wawa, weewa. Isn't that amazing? So in our case, both Tanakam Rabbi Eliezer are agreeing that the wrong thought, improper thought, by the Avodah Zarah who owns the animal would actually mess up the Shechita. Mihu Tanakama Safar, but the Tanakama holds Ishamin Shamine de Kachashiv in Ilo Lo. If we heard the Avodah Zarah say that he actually had a mind, he's going to dedicate this thing to Avodah Zarah, then yeah, the Shechita is no good. But if you don't hear him saying that, then no, we're not going to say it's no good Shechita. And Stam Achshav is over Kachavim, Lovitz Kachavim, Lormir. We don't say that. Stam Achshav is over Kachavim. If the Ezra is over, he holds Afagav, the Loshim in the Kachashiv, the Chashiv, Stam Achshav is over Kachavim, La Avodah Kachavim. Meaning, even if we don't hear him saying it, still Stam, his thought is like that. The also Rabbi Yossi the main by, and then Rabbi Yossi comes to say Alpha Gav the Shamini the Chashav. Even if we heard him say that he intends to do it for Avodah Zarah, it's still going to be good. The Shechita Zeh Mechashav Zeh Oved Lo Aminan, because we do not say that an improper intent is effective when one person has the intent and another person is actually the one doing the Shechita. Igadamir, there are those who explain it a little bit differently, and they say Kid Bidishamine the Chashav the Chashiv Pligi, the Tanakam Rabbi Eliezer argued in a case where we heard the Avodah Zarah say that he had a mind that the Shechit is done for an idol. Tanakam Asavar, Ki Amrina Zemech Chashiv Zeh Oved. Tanakam says, when do we say that the wrong intent is going to work, even though you have one person having the intent and the other one is doing the actual Shechita, right? The owner is having the intent and the coins are the service. Hani B'Fnim, this applies only in the Beis HaMikdash, right? A carbon there, v'abachutz lo, but outside the shechita of suffered zeschulin, that wouldn't be the chetz, the case, that wouldn't be the case. Chutz mipnim, beep, turn the page. Lamitesam enough, lo yofinim. We don't learn out laws that apply from outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you know, that is, you know, having a mind for Avodah Zarah, from laws that apply inside the improper intent for the carbon. So though the owner can disqualify a temple carbon with the wrong intent, he can't do it with a chulin one. You can do it with hekdesh, not with a chulin. V'aser b'liyezer, remember this is coming to say, yalfin chutz mifnim, we can learn chutz mifnim, therefore just like the owner's intent is going to mess up. Based on migdash carbon, so too we can do it by chulin as well. V'aser b'yosei, remember he's coming to say, afil b'fnim nami, even b'fnim, even the based on migdash. Zemechashiv zeoved lomina, we don't say that this one's having the thought, this one's doing the service, that it's going to impact it. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.